there wasn't anything that I could hang on to but the promise that God is with me. And that resonated an awful lot. And so the same God who promises that individually, he also promises that corporately. The gates of hell will not prevail against his church. All of this encouragement comes from and flows through the gospel. And it resonates for each and every one of us, that it's not something that is between me and Jesus, but ultimately is something that God declares to each and every one of us.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Pastors, church workers, and congregational leaders are all called upon to encourage and care for the souls of their congregations. These leaders need hope and encouragement too, and today we'll take a look at a new book that offers this kind of encouragement for church workers and leaders.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Lee Hagan. He is president of the Missouri District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and author of Faithful, Hopeful, and Bold, Encouragement for the Church from Concordia Publishing House. Dr. Hagan, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Thank you for joining us today. We're looking forward to this conversation. We've been looking forward to this conversation for some time. Your book released in 2025, and we had hoped to chat with you then. There was a delay due to an urgent situation. Would you like to share with us a little bit about the last year and how things are going today?
Sure. So I was with quite a few thousand of my friends at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans. And I love New Orleans. In fact, I love it so much that I chose to spend an extra month down there. Actually, we're on the second to last day of the youth gathering, and my wife and I had just walked a few blocks from the convention center. We'd sat down to have lunch, and I just remember I told her, hey, something's not right. And so that led to, they were a couple of TIAs or mini strokes, and eventually that led to me having a little more major stroke while at the hospital. And so I was hospitalized for a week and in New Orleans, and then I stayed there to begin inpatient rehabilitation. And so since that time, so I got back to our home in St. Charles about Labor Day. So we came back, and I've continued in physical and occupational therapy and a little bit of speech therapy since that time. And in the month of April, I began returning to work on a part-time basis or limited basis. And so I go in 2 days a week. I've throughout this process of the rehab, I've learned to rely on my left hand quite a bit. I've learned to rely on my wife quite a bit. And through it all, I've relied on the strength that our Lord promises and that he always delivers. And so that's just been a constant source of encouragement for me is in particular, the Psalms. Found my way into the Psalms and found so much hope that even in the darkest despair, even then will I hope. And so that's where my strength has been throughout the time. But at the same time, I'm thankful for all the therapists that have walked alongside of me, and I'm especially thankful for friends and family, the support that they've given to us, people that that I've never met. I've got a friend in Indiana who's a pastor, and his congregation has had me on their prayer list, and they frequently write cards, and just, you know, it's been such a constant encouragement to know that this is what it means to be the body of Christ, that when one part of the body suffers, the entire body suffers with it. And we just have found great comfort in that.
Well, thanks be to God that you are doing as well as you're doing right now. We are so happy to have this conversation with you now. And it's been really great to see you around the International Center as you've been coming back to your duties as district president. And maybe ironically, or a work of the Holy Spirit, the book that you wrote is Faithful, Hopeful, and Bold Encouragement for the Church. So we're talking about encouragement today, encouragement for the church. Let's talk about who helped with the inspiration for this book. Where did the idea come from to write this book for the church?
So I think it's twofold. Each year when I begin kind of in the school year, so to speak, I lead a Bible study during my Winkle visits. The Winkle is a local gathering of pastors. And so that takes place over from August to probably May. And so I lead that Bible study each, in each of the Winkles. And so I am basically 4 or 5, maybe even 7 Bible studies that I wondered maybe if that would be in some aspect of it would be would serve well in encouragement and hope for a book. So that was one side of it. But the other is just in working with congregations, particularly lay leaders, there's been such a hunger and thirst for encouragement, especially as we were coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so that's what kind of I organized the thoughts around, is how can we give encouragement and hope to all of our congregations? So especially lay leaders, our pastors, they provide that to one another. The Winkle provides that, but how can we lead that to all of our lay leaders? And so it was designed to be worked through one at a time in a meeting. So each chapter has a series of questions at the end of it. And the idea is, you know, you could work on this and read it one chapter at a time and then have a fruitful discussion at the end of the meeting.
Let's talk about preparing this book, writing this book, and the process for writing. Okay, when one sits down to write about encouragement, it doesn't come without challenges. What were the challenges when you were sitting down to write a book about encouragement?
Well, part of the approach of the book actually made it pretty easy to write, and that is it's not sequential. And so, Sarah, I see that you're looking at the book. You know, you could start with chapter 10, and that would be a fine place to start, or you can start with chapter 1. And so what I mean is that it's not dependent upon what's come at the beginning or that it has to build towards the end. If there's only one chapter that, here and there that interests the group, that's fine. And so for the writing process, each of the chapters then were kind of self-contained. And so I basically had a train of thought with each chapter, I guess the bigger challenge for me was, how do I have a thread that I could weave throughout each chapter?
It is a very useful way to have topical chapters that can be used, especially if a congregation is struggling or thinking about a certain topic. There are certainly ways that an individual reflection could be used, and just pick one out of the middle if that's what the congregation is needing to be, the leaders need to be talking about at that point. You mentioned some challenge. What about accomplishments, things that you learned or discovered through the writing process for the book?
I think more than anything else, it was trying to address what I think congregation leaders are really looking for. And that is, so often books on the church tend towards either, here's three ways that if you do these three things, all your financial problems and are going to go away, and you're going to have more people than you know what to do with. This wasn't intended to do anything other than encourage congregations to be faithful, in preaching the word, in ministering the sacraments, to be faithful to our Lutheran identity. But at the same time, to not fall into that trap. And so towards the end, I talk about, sometimes we're looking for gimmicks or if only thinking. And so we fall into that trap. If only we had a new building, if only we would do this. And it's just a matter of fill in the blank. And so many congregations, they can fall into that kind of thinking. For us to trust that the word accomplishes exactly what God says that it does.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Lee Hagen. He's president of the Missouri District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and author of Faithful, Hopeful, and Bold, Encouragement for the Church from Concordia Publishing House. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we are taking a look at Faithful, Hopeful, and Bold, Encouragement for the Church from Concordia Publishing House. The author is the Reverend Dr. Lee Hagen. He serves as president of the Missouri District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. This is a book of encouragement for congregational leaders, for pastors, church workers. Tell us more about the reader that you had in mind, Pastor, as you were writing this book. What are the scenarios, the situations that these congregational leaders are facing where you think encouragement is ever so valuable?
In particular, I thought of several former elders at congregations that I had served. And so, I mean, in many ways, some of them are with the Lord, but I wrote it for them. I wrote it in particular to be able to say, look, there's still an opportunity here for our congregation to trust God, to trust that He's going to be faithful to His promises. And so we don't have to do something else or to raise the white flag of surrender. And so I remember that when I was called to St. Paul's in Concordia, Missouri, that we began one of these type of discussions, and I recount that we were reading Daniel Preuss's book, Why I Am a Lutheran, and we had one farmer who was quite a bit older. He's now with the Lord, but he, when the first time that we discussed it, he raised his hand, and I was a little bit nervous because I guess I thought that he was going to be, that he was going to voice some frustration. And what he began to do was he began to look at the chapter that we had read and all the parts that he had highlighted. And, you know, that he had cited that this was the same thing that a former pastor way back had taught in confirmation. And it was just fantastic that he was felt so encouraged, but that the gospel is relevant for hurting people, for people that are have encouragement, but it's relevant for today, whatever our circumstances.
Yeah, you mentioned you're writing this for some elders that you've had along the way. You do have a lot of personal stories scattered throughout each of the reflections. How did these personal stories inspire you? What kinds of things that were you able to pull from your own experience to help along with this encouragement to the church?
Well, to some extent, the personal stories are trying to help make this relatable. You know, one of them that I thought about, it's something that happened when I was 12 or 13 years old, but the groundskeeper on the St. Louis Cardinals, their AAA club, was in Louisville, Kentucky. And so it has always stuck with me, what he said. But I asked, what's your basic job? And it was just brilliant. He said, my job is to help the Cardinals win the World Series. And it was 1982, and the Cardinals did win the World Series. So he accomplished his job. But no matter who you are in the body of Christ, no matter what your job at the church is, ultimately, we all serve the same Lord. We all serve His ultimate purpose. And so that is to be faithful, to share the gospel, to announce forgiveness in Christ. And so, you know, while our conversation wasn't focused on necessarily, you know, things that were related to the gospel, that stuck with me all those years. And so I brought it up many times since then, because that singular focus to the work, that's what we want to have in all of our lay leaders in our congregations.
When it comes to the scripture content in this book, there's plenty of that. How did you select the passages that you wanted to include? How did you narrow it down?
Well, some of those at the beginning, that's obviously where I had drawn from my time with the pastors in focusing on koinonia in Philippians, in togetherness and unity in Ephesians. And so, I basically just what's one aspect that I could focus a study on. So that made a lot of sense. Some of the later chapters were more broad, and so That was a little more of a challenge because, in a sense, you've got an unending mind that you can draw from. You're constantly just mining. This is the hope that we have. This is what the encouragement that we're given. And so, I don't know. How do you try to narrow yourself down? I think that's the job of an editor in working with a pastor.
That's fair. That's fair. Were there any of the scripture passages or even just the encouraging reflections that you wrote that really resonated with you as you were writing or throughout the last year as you've been recovering?
I think you know, one of the places is that I continue to draw comfort is just that the promise of God's abiding presence. And so, you know, that section on promises for the church, that really resonated with me. So, because we have encouragement as the body of Christ that he is Emmanuel, God with us. But I was able to then take that very personally, you know, when during the day that I had the stroke I was going through an awful lot, there wasn't anything that I could hang on to but the promise that God is with me. And that resonated an awful lot. And so the same God who promises that individually, he also promises that corporately. And so the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. All of this encouragement comes from and flows through the gospel. And it resonates for each and every one of us, that it's not something that is between me and Jesus, but ultimately is something that God declares to each and every one of us.
To the listener today, whether a church worker, a pastor, a congregational lay leader, what do you want them to know about this book? Here's your opportunity to give us an example of how to use this book in our congregation. What do you want us to do with each chapter? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten a number of, you know, number of emails and just things where people have read through this at a church council meeting. So last fall, I was getting some text messages from a layman who I know and who serves in Missouri. But, you know, he was messaging me and just saying, you know, we're on chapter 8. And, you know, these are some of the things that are really sticking out to us. That's what I think that it would encourage congregations to do, that it doesn't matter ultimately how large or small a congregation is, and it doesn't matter where a congregation is, meaning big city, suburbs, or even we've got plenty of our congregations that are located in places that don't exist on a map. But the promises that God has, that's what we want them to read and to discuss and to make applications for their context. So, you know, in terms of elders and church council members, or church leadership team, whatever your terminology, this is the group that ultimately that I've written it for to be discussed with pastors. So, So I hope that it gives hope. That's what the intent of the book is.
We'll share a link to the book as well today. You can find it at cph.org. It's Faithful, Hopeful, and Bold Encouragement for the Church, written by the Reverend Dr. Lee Hagen. Pastor Hagen, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us about your book and for spending time with us on the Coffee Hour today.
Sure thing. Thank you so much, Andy. Thanks, Sarah.
Again, you can find Faithful, Hopeful, and Bold Encouragement for the Church by the Reverend Dr. Lee Hagen at Concordia Publishing House. That's cph.org. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.